Hi again, everyone. This is Arnie Jackson at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. In life, timing is often the most important thing. In rodeo, it's everything, especially when your featured event is scored by a clock. Take the action-packed thriller of a great run on the steer wrestling event. Add to that a seasoned cowboy who looks like he could have played offensive lineman on your favorite football team. But this Cochran, Alberta cowboy grew up in a rodeo family. So it's no surprise to see Big Tanner Milan collecting paychecks for doing what he loves and is actually very good at. How good, you want to know? Well, here at the 2017 National Finals Rodeo, Milan has taken home two first-place checks in just 5 days of competition. Monday night, the Smiling Bulldogger had lots more to smile about as he stopped the clock in a 3-8 to grab another first-place payoff of $26,230. It moves Milan into fourth place in the World Steer Wrestling standings. He's about $63,000 behind Ty Erickson, who leads the world with $209,000 so far this year. Provost Alberta Scott Gunthner just missed picking up a go-round paycheck when he finished ninth on the night with a time of a 6-6. Finally, some go-round money for world champion heeler Jeremy Bueller, the Canadian team roper that is partnered this year with Arizona's Tom Richards, grabbed third place in the fifth go-round with a solid run of 4 seconds flat. Grabbing the spotlight last night in the ladies' bell racing was a 4 times Canadian champion, Lisa Lockhart from Ulrich, South Dakota, making her 11th appearance here at the NFR. Lockhart tied Ivy Conrado from Colorado, both ladies turning in times of a 13:59. No Canadians in the calf roping event this year. Round 5 went to Marty Yates. Stephenville, Texas timed event specialist was on fire with a sizzling time of 7 seconds flat. To the bucking chutes now, where a pair of Canadians grabbed prize money on Monday night in the Saddle Bronc event. Behind go-round winner Sterling Crawley, the Stephenville, Texas Saddle Bronc rider spurring out an amazing 89-point score to claim top spot on the night, while world champion Zeke Thurston from Big Valley, Alberta, and Leighton Green from Meeting Creek, Alberta, sharing second place in the spotlight. Both cowboys turning in 87.5-point rides for checks of $15,794 each. Clay Elliott from Natton, Alberta, missed the payoff despite a good-looking 80.5-point ride aboard a horse called Bartender from the Dakota Rodeo Company. Winner in the bareback riding event was Utah's Mason Clements with a classy-looking 88.5-point score, while Manitoba's Oren Larson taking a share of fifth-place money on the night. He had an 87.5-point ride on Wilson Sanchez from the Hilo Pro Rodeo Company. And 3 times Canadian bareback champ Jake Vole just missing the pay window. He had an 85-point ride on Pickett Rodeo's Shady Nights. Only 5 qualified rides on a Monday in the bull riding action. World champion Sage Kimsey from Oklahoma wins the round with a whopping 89-point score, while Okotoks, Alberta's Jordan Hansen failing to make the 8-second whistle. The second half of the Wrangler NFR kicks off this evening, 8 o'clock Mountain Time. From the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, I'm Arnie Jackson.